There will be some new and familiar faces heading up the Seattle Police Department. Chief Kathleen O'Toole unveiled some long-expected changes to her command staff yesterday. She said her four new assistant chiefs will help the department move more quickly and urgently to implement reforms. They include new leaders from outside the department and what a union official called some bold promotions from within. KUOW's Amy Radel has the story.
SPD Chief Kathleen O'Toole says it was clear during her hiring process that city officials expected her to recruit new leadership at SPD. Now, city officials say they've reached a settlement with the managers' union that opposed those outside hires, and O'Toole has brought aboard two assistant chiefs from outside. One is Robert Murner, who will leave the Boston Police Department to oversee Seattle's detectives.
I'm a enforcement guy, but I really realize how important it is to engage the community in prevention and intervention, and nothing gets done unless we all work together.
O'Toole also hired an official from the city of Yakima, Perry Tarrant, to oversee special operations and homeland security. O'Toole also announced a hire from the private sector. Amazon Vice President Greg Russell will become the department's chief information officer, overseeing, among other things, the pilot program for body-worn cameras. Russell is from Scotland. He says the world of law enforcement is completely new to him.
My background is actually in manufacturing, so I don't know much about law enforcement, which the chief says is a good thing. So we'll see.
He says he'll be shadowing SPD members for the next 30 days to get more familiar with the issues they face. O'Toole also announced two hires from within. Ron Smith is president of the Seattle Police Officers Guild. He says the other police union for management-level officers had fought the outside hires, but his members don't have a problem with it.
My members don't care where leaders come from. They just want some leaders. They will follow people that set the right example and are accessible, and they don't care where they come from.
As O'Toole entered City Hall Wednesday, she ran into a group with the Black Community Impact Alliance and took the opportunity to introduce them to her new leaders. One of the people in the group was Don Mason, the former state legislator who publicized the arrest of a Seattle man, William Wingate, for carrying a golf club. SPD officials later apologized. Mason says his arrest was a bad stop, but something good did come out of it.
This was about a bad stop, so we have formed a nice relationship with the chief. We have access to her, and it looks like she has a team. We will make sure we have access to them.
She says it's important to her group to have relationships with police before problems arise. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.